In my neighborhood in North Minneapolis, there's a braiding shop on almost every corner. It is all too common to see hordes of African-American women entering shops with short, natural hair, but leaving with long, flowing tresses. Hair extensions, commonly referred to as weaves, appear to be popular among this crowd of women. I have often wondered why they work so hard to cover their natural hair. Seeking answers, I went to the Camden neighborhood. I was among business people chatting on their Blackberries, bustling shoppers, and the sounds of the Metro Transit buses making their routes when I first questioned LaVon, a young African-American woman, about this hair trend.
I don't like doing my hair, and I don't want to relax my natural hair.
LaVon was sporting black and brown micros. Micros are easily manageable tiny braids that are woven into your real hair, but aren't braided all the way down the strand. Some women follow her sentiments exactly. They just don't feel up to doing their hair. There are all types of weaves out there. There's kinky twists, which are yarn-like braids that are threaded into your hair. And then there's sew-ins, which are rows of hair sewed onto the braids on your natural hair. And glue-ins, which are pieces of hair glued onto your scalp. And then there's wigs, just the whole hairstyle put onto your head. Nekka, a woman who wore glue-ins, or tracks, had different reasoning for wearing weave.
I don't know. I want long, pretty hairstyles, and I don't like my hair being short. I hate short hair.
Nekka and her friend Thelma, a woman who had blonde braids woven into her own darker hair, started wearing weaves at the same age.
What, 13, I think?
Yeah, I was doing it 13, long before it became popular.
Thelma had yet another reason for changing her hair.
I cut my hair off one time, and I put the braids in it so it could grow back. And once it started growing back, I didn't know how to fix it, so I kept the braids.
Sometimes, people come up to them and ask them about the authenticity of their hair. Nekka says she didn't care, and that she would even proudly declare that her hair was store-bought. But Thelma is insulted.
What's rude is when people ask you, is that your hair, because it's not their business. They're asking you because they want to put you in a category because you're black, you can't have long hair. But long hair do run in my family. My sisters have long hair, and it's not their business if it is weave or not. And I don't know them, so they don't have no business coming to me asking me that.
Lucretia Grant, a full-time student at Augsburg College studying psychology and sociology, recently did a similar study paper concerning black women and their hair through the McNair Scholar Program. She conducted interviews with 13 Twin Cities women to collect stories of their hair.
I talk about the language that was used in my interviews and what significance the language that we as black women use to describe our hair. Words like nappy, natural hair, good hair, and the term butters. I really flesh those out and really think about what those meanings are. And really what I came up with that was that, like, the language that we use really puts in the categories of good and bad hair. Black hair, which is known as nappy, or hair that's in its most natural state, nappy or kinky hair, is not good hair, basically. It's bad hair. And while none of these women said outright that their hair was bad or that they thought black hair was bad hair, it was. You know, all the words they used to describe it did not sound good. And later found out that they weren't good. And good hair was basically the opposite of black hair.
So, Lucretia concluded that African-American women think black hair is bad. But what do African-American men think?
Do you think females are more attractive with weave?
No, they bald-headed.
That was Emmanuel, also known as Man to his friends. He finds women with weave extremely unattractive. Emmanuel even goes so far as comparing having a hair weave to lying.
Yes, that is very deceitful. That's like me just saying, you know, oh, I got a car. Then when I come get you, I'm on the bus.
I asked Emmanuel what length of hair he would prefer to have a girl he was attracted to possess.
I just got a preference for girls with real hair. It could be really short or really long as it's really theirs.
Another guy, Anthony, agrees.
I just like an all-natural woman, that's all. I don't want none of that stuff. I want all-natural. I give her a chance, but I want the hair to come out. Yeah, I want all-natural.
Standing about 3 feet from him was a young man, DeAndre, who felt pretty impassive about the girls that he likes wearing weave.
They cool, as long as it don't look ratchet or nothing.
Ratchet is a term meaning messed up, or disgusting, by the way. I also spoke to an older woman named Diane. She wore her hair closely cropped to her head and in small blonde curls. Diane had an interesting response as to why she did not wear weave.
Because the work I do.
What exactly do you do?
I work in food business, catering, so I like to keep my